And I'm John Norton. This is Morning Edition on WGLT. Historian Kayla Bullock says her time studying at Essex University in Colchester, England, altered her view of her native country. The Parkside Junior High and University High School grad spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Bullock identifies as biracial and as someone who often had to fight to claim her white heritage. She says she mostly experienced subtle racism as a student in Bloomington Normal, but that changed when she crossed the ocean and immersed herself into the very diverse makeup of Essex University in England.
So I felt people judge me more of being an American than being a Black American. That was a good thing because I felt like it wasn't about my color. It was about my nationality. Oh, okay, I get it. You're American. It wasn't about being Black American or African American. It was just you're American.
How did that feel for you?
It was an entirely different experience I've ever experienced before. It felt great to not have to constantly fight for something or prove myself worth.
How does that free up your mind or your emotional well-being or your mental well-being to not have that weighing on you?
It's freeing. It allowed me to kind of focus on other things, focus on my studies a lot better. It was so uplifting, and it made me feel like I could do anything. I didn't feel judged. It made me feel safe, and to walk along the street and not feel like people were staring at me for different reasons, you know, I didn't feel exposed.
Did you feel that you had more energy?
Yeah, definitely. More energy to just go out and do. I wanted to go out. I wanted to do things. I wanted to be around people. And going to London, I mean, London has such a high diversity rate as itself. You know, I wanted to be around people and I wanted to experience the culture because I felt like I had a right to.
Are you implying that when you're here, you don't feel that same way?
Yeah. I would say at my age and just how I've been exposed to it for so long, it's probably just a minor inconvenience just because I've dealt with it for so many years. It's definitely a draining thing to constantly be on the lookout for people to judge you or misjudge you or to, you know, the fear of someone saying something to you.
Let me switch topics on you. If you're in charge of making change and you had a national platform to do something, how would you start doing this?
I would start doing it through education. I would start making history of African Americans and the origins of Africans in America become priority. Our history is so lackadaisical in our history books, it's ridiculous. Even, you know, from kindergarten up until 12th grade, it's the same knowledge. It wasn't until I got to college that I realized, wow, there's so much more to our history that I didn't even know existed. That's why I dedicated my higher education to it.
Can you be more specific on that curriculum and how it might look in the schools?
Yeah, I studied race all the way from the 10th century to the 21st century. And I think that starting it in 1619 with the first Dutch slave ship, going into the Revolutionary War all the way through the Civil War, and then coming in through Jim Crow laws, black codes, all that, that needs to be taught because it's modern history now because we're going through it now. In my area, I've kind of studied where exactly race and racism was created. That was kind of my interest. And I kind of went back to colonial America. And so my interest is, when did we create this social class division? And how can we go back and see this social class division and create a whole new social class where African Americans can be included? That's the problem, is that when these social classes were created during colonial America after the war, African Americans were not included. We created a whole different social class for them, and now we're trying to integrate ourselves, but we can't do that because we're in an entirely different social standing. Nobody wants to admit what people did. Everybody wants to just kind of move on from it. without healing. And that's the problem, is that you can't heal until you admit the problem.
Historian Kayla Bullock is a U High and Parkside Junior High grad. She spoke with WGLT for the series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. She now lives in Lincoln, Nebraska. More of this conversation and all the stories in this series can be heard and read right now at WGLT.org.